Anybody I see sitting against the wall, you're going to stand, huh? Indeed. So salah is a gift from Allah Ta'ala to us. Allah took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj to pass all the different heavens and to come in front of Allah Ta'ala and to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to give him this special gift of salah. Every other command, zakat and fasting in hajj and iman, all these other commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down via revelation, via wahi, via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But for salah, 5 times salah a day, Allah ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to the heavens and beyond for this beautiful gift. And he brought back this gift to us so that we can also go for a miraj, so that also we can remove the barriers, the veils that are separating us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Allahu Akbar, when we say Allahu Akbar, we are separating the veils that are in front of us, between us and Allah. A person with concentration, high dedication, high devotion, high concentration, not like how the fellow Abbas is, got no concentration at all of you. I'm talking, you want to talk. Come, give us a talk. Come. So much of concentration you need, and so much of devotion. All this doesn't come overnight, but it comes when you person trains. When a person wants to drive a car, then he goes to train. He can't say I'm standing outside the car and say I want to learn how to drive the car. What he has to do? He has to go inside the car. He has to learn how to drive the car from inside the car. He won't go start pushing one wheelbarrow and say I want to learn how to drive. Huh? What is Hamza? Push a wheelbarrow. Say, no, I'm learning how to drive. I'm learning how to turn. I'm learning how to come at the robot over there with your wheelbarrow. So waiting for other cars to go so I can go. You can't. So you have to perform salah to learn salah. You have to perform salah to learn salah. That means you have to keep on. We are advised by the ulama that one salah after another, nafil salah, a person will get correction of salah. You'll get correction. He will get devotion. He will get sincerity in his salah. And when a person gets this in his salah, then he can take from the treasures of Allah. Then he takes from the treasures, unseen treasures of Allah. And whatever is there, whatever problem we have in our life, I promise you the solution to your problem is in the treasures of Allah. Allah will not give you a problem that the solution is not in his treasures. Allah will not give you a problem that the solution to that problem is not in his treasures. Every problem that came in your life is because Allah brought that problem in your life because of some sin perhaps you have done, some evil that you perpetrated, or someone in your life perpetrated, that evil came, that problem came in your life. But that problem won't come in your life unless the solution to that problem is in the treasures of Allah. There's no one can say in this world that the solution to my problem is not in the treasures of Allah. Whether you got a problem, family problem, whether you got a problem with money, whether you got a problem with addiction, you got a problem, whatever problem you have, the problem, the solution to the problem is 100%, 200%, 300% in the treasures of Allah. But now how are we going to take it out from Allah's treasures? How are we going to pull it out from the treasures of Allah? And Allah has given us salah. Allah has given us salah. A person who focuses in his salah. I promise you, I say, wallah, a qasam on Allah, if you get your salah correct, you will take your solution for the problem. Allah will send it down, the solution to your problem. Money, Amadi, money, you can get from salah. Jee, whatever it may be, Amadi, you get me like you want to shout me, read me, what happened? Gee, everybody loves money. You were not here for the talk in the morning. I tell you, everybody loves money. You all want money. Gee, is it? I'm not giving you a million, Baba. I'm not giving you 2 million. I'm giving you the maker of millions. I'm giving you the treasure that got all the millions in it. That is salah. Salah. Gee, so how we can start our salah? How we learn our salah is that you read more salah. So when we start our salah, we make takbir. First we make intention, whatever salah we are performing, the salah can be, the intention can be in our mouth by verbally saying it, or the intention can be in our heart. I'm reading two rakats salatul sunnah of fajr, I'm reading two rakats salah or two rakats of farz of fajr behind the imam. You don't have to say in Arabic. Many of us learn it in Arabic. Some of us are saying it in Arabic. We don't know what we're saying. We can say it in English, but we don't have to say it also verbally. We can say it in our heart. For those who are Shafi'i, then you must say it verbally. You must say it verbally, meaning you must, according to the Shafi'i madhab, the intention is very strong when it comes to salah and wudu and all these things. So, even if it's in the heart, then the intention is fine. I'm reading four rakats of Zohar Salah, of Farz, four of Asar Farz, three of Maghrib Farz, or four rakats of Isha Farz. And we have to bring five times Salah in our life. Five times, not four. Four, you're still not a Muslim complete. Ahli. Five Salah is a complete Muslim. It was very hard, as we learned the other day, Manana was reading, for the munafiqeen to read the Fajr and Isha Salah. Even the munafiqeen used to be reading the Fajr and Isha Salah at that time. So imagine if we not reading it, Alpha, we are. So we make Allahu Akbar after intention, Allahu Akbar. We raise our hands, full attention to Allah. Allah is giving you attention as long as you giving Allah attention. Pick up your hands to your ears, thumbs in line with your ears. Not like this. Every day I see your Zohar time. Allahu Akbar. I'll give you answer one, smack it. Big goes. Allahu Akbar. What is this? Hey, how much we tell you? Chalani. Allahu Akbar. Palms and your fingers to be remaining normal. And your palms facing the Qibla. All of you do this. Allahu Akbar. So you raise your hand first to your head. And when you raise your hand to your head, then you say Allahu Akbar. Then you say Allahu Akbar. Now when you have done this, in actual fact, you have removed the veils between you and Allah. Now you're talking directly to Allah. You've gone for miraj. Why we say before we start our salah, we say Allahu Akbar. I spoke to, I was standing next to Hamza, made Assalamu Alaikum to Hamza. Then we started our salah. After I made salam, and I'm making salam now, I got an intention that I'm making salam to Hamza, but I was standing next to him. I never left him. I was standing next to Hamza in salah. But spiritually I went away. And I mean Allahu Akbar, I left Hamza too. We left everyone. We went to Allah. We went to the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And now I'm going to make Allah. When we're finishing our salah, I came back. So I'm making salam again to Hamza. That's what the condition of our salah is supposed to be. That we must be gone. Gone by Allah. So we pick up our hands to our ears and say, Allahu Akbar. Then we put our hands, our right hand. So that Allahu Akbar was called what? Takbir-e-Tahreema. What is it called? Takbir-e-Tahreema. One of the farz, one of the compulsory acts of our salah. If you don't make takbir, Allahu Akbar. I mean, you don't raise, not about raising your hand, about saying Allahu Akbar. If you don't say Allahu Akbar, you never start your salah. You never start, even if you did this, you never start your salah. You say, Allahu Akbar. Some boys are running. And why are they running? Not even saying Allahu Akbar, just to start their sunnahs. You have to start your salah in a position of qiyam. Not in a position of mash, walking. You have to start your salah in a position of qiyam. Standing. So Allahu Akbar Takbir Tahreema. And then we put our hands, the next one is going to standing, we're standing in Qiyam. That That's also a second farz, to stand in salah. To stand in salah. Where our hands are going to be? According to the Hanafi mazhab, we know the Ahnaf and Hanafi is here. So this came to me the other day, asked me a masla. No, no, I'm a Hanafi, my parents are Shafi. I can eat the prawns and the crabs in the house, he's asking me. MashaAllah. I said, how you became a Hanafi? He says, no, I'm here, all ulama Hanafi. So I said, you remain Shafi, your parents are Shafi, stay in the house. Jee. So we got, we stand in our salah as Hanafis, we put our left hand at the bottom, our right hand on top, and below our ankle, below our navel, below our navel. There's our navel here. Jee. Below our navel. And now, a very important point. Why are we putting our hands here? According to the Hanafi Madhab school of Madhab of thought, that this is the place where our shahawata, our stomach, you always in full. Humumuhum butunuhum wa nisa'uhum qiblatuhum. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come when our only worry will be our stomachs. How are we going to fill our stomach? We'll go into interest, we'll go into haram, we'll go into whatever restaurant it may be, selling pork and whatever it may be. And they'll eat. Humumuhum butunuhum. Only worry is the stomach. And the qibla, nisa'uhum. Where is that fellow Yusuf? Nisa'uhum qiblatuhum. The qibla is the woman. All the time worried about women. They, every now and then, go quiet in the corner and speaking, phony. That's Yassi. Jee. So over here, is that our desires are all over here, our stomach and our private parts. We're holding it back, so we have to stop when we're standing in salah. Oh Allah, I am standing in front of you, I'm holding back all my desires. I'm holding back all my desires. And for those who are on the Shafi Madhab, and also the heart is the place where the desires are. Jee? So you're holding back all your desires. Oh Allah. Over here. What are they? Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Where? Center. Jee. Over here. And the Shafi Madhab, we don't make a ring. We just put it on top of each other. And for the Hanafi Madhab, that over the Hanafis, we put it under our navel. And with the three fingers on top of our right hand, right wrist, on top of our left wrist, and with the small finger and the thumb around the wrist. Around the wrist. Can you see? All of you can see. Jee? Now we are standing in front of Allah. We start with qiraat. We're gonna start with qiraat. What is qiraat? Is the third farz of salah. Qiraat is the third farz of salah. So we did first as takbir tahrima, then we did qiyam, standing. Oh, I forgot, before we go forward to qiraat, how our feet must be. Our feet must be not one facing India and one facing Palestine. Jee, where it must be? Facing qibla. Facing the qibla. You see my feet? Facing qibla. Many of you understand like this, stand like this. And also by, this place in the masjid is small too. Some of them can stand like this and think, we can put 20 people in the saf. You know, because you're standing like one hooligan, then you can stand 10 people in the saf. Jee? Oh, come touch toes. No? Come touch other people's toes over here. Jee? The other day one fellow wanted to go in the back saf, because the fellow in the first saf is touching his toes. Jee? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make the saf straight. Straight means, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to touch toes each other. Jee? And we say shoulder to shoulder, shoulders must come close to each other. Jee? In the same hadith which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of those boys who go to those masajid and where they try to touch the toe, must tell that person, the same hadith which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never say, which the Sahaba said, Bashar, he said, that the Sahaba, they put their toes together, and they put their ankles together too, and they put their knees together too. So now how are you going to do that? Why are you only putting toes? Why are you only putting your toes? And when you go into sajda, then why the toes are not together? And then one other person came here the other day and he's reading. So I said, when you're reading sunnah, so why you have to put your legs so wide? Whose toes you want to touch? There's no one next to them. They're still reading, like they're catching a pea. See? Standing in front of Allah like that. How can you stand in front of your Creator like that? Jee? So, our feet must be straight facing the Qibla, and most we can go to is our shoulder length, shoulder width. Jee? Not like that. Most we can go to our shoulder width. But most ideally, 4 finger space between our feet. 4 finger space between our feet. Jee? Both facing Qibla. And then we start our Qiraat. Qiraat is to recite something from the Quran. Qiraat is to recite something from the Quran. Anything from the Quran. Anything from the Quran is compulsory. What? You're learning, listen carefully, yeah? Everything from the Quran, not from Hadith. Not from Hadith. Not any dua. From the Quran. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Recite what is easy from the Quran for you to recite. So anything from the Quran. Amman. Anything. But khas, specifically, it is wajib. What it is? Wajib to read Surah Fatiha. Remember this. Test it. In the practical kitabs are there. Hanif, it is wajib. What it is? To read Surah Fatiha. So it is first to read anything, and it is wajib to read Surah Fatiha. Jee. So if you don't, so what is the masla? If you miss out a wajib act, or you delay a wajib act in salah, then you make, what do you call it? Sajjasahu. So if you don't read Surah Fatiha, for example, you read anywhere, any other part of the Quran, you completed the farz. But now you never complete the wajib. Mistakenly it was, unintentionally. So now, for example, you recited Taraweeh, Suresh is reading Taraweeh, he got so nervous, so he forgot Surah Fatiha, and he just started reading. Yes? وَمَا مِنْ دَابَ وَمِنْ first quarter, supposed to read. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَ he just started reading. So now he missed Surah Fatiha. He read Quran, but he missed Surah Fatiha. See? So what do you have to do? Make sajjasahu at the end. See? So Qiraat, you read Surah Fatiha. And then you read also one surah from the Quran, or one ayah, which is also another wajib. Another wajib. Either one long ayah of the Quran, or 3 short ayah. Jee. You must read. So this is Qiraat. Qiraat is compulsory. Qiraat is compulsory. After finishing your Qiraat, then what we do? We go into Ruku. Inshallah, we'll stop at Ruku. How are we going to Ruku? As we are standing, from the standing position, we go down. Allahu Akbar.